section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Hey.
Get your fucking ass out of here.
Jason. DuckTales was my jam.
Woo.
Okay, here we go. I didn't even see it.
Coming to you live from Blowhard, Australia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Molly preps for the Chippendales, Terry's Top Rope Travels, What's Up in E-Smoke, an interview with Peyton Manning, and our spec script for The Hangover 4 with your co-hosts, The Voice, Negative Nick, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Ow, chicky wicky, I got a fat dicky.
Start over.
Start over. That was really
Stop.
Bad.
Cut the music.
I should have wrote that intro, and I didn't. Welcome, everybody, to episode 177 of It Burns When IP. I am your host, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton. And we're here for the next hour or so to bring you probably some of the funniest things you'll ever hear in your life. Uh-oh. And if that is the case and it is true, then you are a fucking loser.
Oh, zing!
But we're going to try to make you laugh, and we're going to try to have a good time, so... First, I want to start off the show.
Do or do not, there is no try.
I want to start off the show by welcoming my dear friend and spiritual leader, Locks of Love, Jason. Welcome to the show.
I'm here for you.
For
I'm
me?
I'm here for you, brah.
Uh-oh, he's back. With his website.
Ladies, please. There's one of me.
It's plenty to go around. As the sun rises in the west, and the fog begins to spread over the valley, he appears from the forest like a beacon of light. Let's give it up for Negative Nick.
Oh, hey! Lay down!
We turned into a morning zoo?
Hey!
Oh, wait, sorry.
Nick! For the record, that was not me.
And finally, if you punch a 6-year-old boy 38 times in the throat, you still will not be able to produce such an amazing voice. The voice, Dustin.
Hey, yo. What is up?
I really...
How you doing?
Hey, yo.
I was under the impression that maybe somebody might have been offended by punching a little 6-year-old boy.
But not even a little.
You guys seem to be quite fine with that.
We've all done it.
Yeah, we've all punched our share of
Everybody
children.
Wants a voice like that.
Everybody's doing it, so why can I not do the same thing? Guys, I'm super excited to have everybody on here tonight.
I'm sorry.
We're going to have a great show. What are you sorry? What
super excited to have us sitting here with you.
Apologizing makes you look weak.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
oh, shit, I did it again.
That's better.
I enjoy... our Mondays together.
Okay.
And having Nick here. Nick drove from the sand dunes of Cuba to be here.
What's it take you, like an hour and 15?
Cuba, Illinois.
It takes me probably three and a half hours. The Whoa. Hardest part is driving from Cuba back to mainland, though. The protege just does not like the deep water.
Are you glad that the U.S. and Cuba are kind of friends now? Does it help the situation?
Finally ending that embargo? Yeah, bit by bit. I just, the best thing about us finally being able to get into Cuba is, oh my God, those delicious cigars.
Mm, yes.
You just pick up a whole box of them.
You smoke
bring
them
home.
You smoke the cigars, right?
I do not smoke the cigars.
Not
no,
me either.
No,
I've never done it.
Chew on them.
No, I give them to the dog. He loves them. He's got horrible cancer, though.
Who doesn't, though,
horrible,
right?
Wretched cancer.
Who does not have horrible cancer? Speaking of horrible cancer, okay.
Why are you looking in my direction? Is there something I'm not
Let's
aware
make an
of?
Announcement. We're going to make
no.
an announcement.
This is how I'm going to find out?
Right.
We're all doctors.
When I put my balls in your mouth... Wait, when he put...
when he puts his balls in your mouth, try not to cough, because that's how you get cancer.
Ballepathy. Right.
Ballepathy?
We all took that class.
I got a lot of life choices I need to... figure out.
There's a couple things that I want to talk about first. Us guys are all sitting around here, and I've never had this situation, and I'm hoping to get some advice from you guys. Molly saw a Facebook post from the Limelight the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it
great
said
video.
That the Chippendales, the real Chippendales, I guess there's some
There's spin-offs. A knockoff, yeah.
Disney's Chippendales.
Right. Are going to be at the Limelight, and she got very excited and instantly spent $75 on a ticket. Should I be concerned that maybe one of these guys is going to put his junk in her face and she might get some kind of diseases, or are these guys clean?
I have some insider info.
Not for a $75 ticket.
Blake, I don't know if you're aware or not. I used to dance for the Chippendales.
Really?
Yeah.
Pray tell.
I used to be a mailman for the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh.
And
are
I
you
got,
just going to list your jobs the rest of the podcast?
No, I got
mail stripper.
Yeah, I got let go, and I decided I'm going to put this uniform to good use, and I became a mail stripper, nice. And I was a mailman delivering a big package for all the ladies.
The package being your penis, right?
My cock, yes.
Well,
and. It's not a family-friendly show. We don't have to...
My family's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're not friendly, though.
Yeah. My family is not friendly.
I got recruited. They had a guy sitting in the club, and he's like, hey, I'm from Chippendales.
He's
an A. I'm going to make you a star. You got that something, and I'm meaning your dick.
Your dick.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm unemployed. I'm in my 20s.
I got a postal uniform.
Yeah, I already got the uniform. It's easy money now.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know, how many times in my life am I going to have this opportunity?
Four, five times.
You got to grab it while the brass ring while it's there in front of you. So I went for it.
Did you provide your own brass ring or did they give you that?
It's not pierced. It's a fake.
You want to sanitize it?
Yeah.
After every use?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I try.
Well,
not
I didn't.
To.
I didn't. But
I think you'll be safe. I was told. Do not rub your junk on the women unless
they're white.
You,
unless you want to.
Unless you really, really want to.
Or ask nicely.
Yeah.
Or think it hurts.
There was only like five times I did it.
Out of five times actually dancing?
Ten.
Ten times.
Oh, that's 50%. Wow. I like those odds.
Jason, I mean, you've gotten the hair to the point to where you could be a Chippendales dancer.
I think it takes more than that.
Yeah. Is that what they judge it for?
This guy's got good hair. Take his clothes off and throw him on stage. I do have a lot of bronzer at home, if that's what you mean.
Do you think?
And it is.
I guess, do you think that she would have been okay if I would have spent $75 to see, like, the Savage Girls or something? I don't know.
In the scheme of things, you probably have nothing to worry about.
Okay, thank you.
But
because I'm a loving husband, and she cares a lot.
No,
about
also
me.
Yeah, none of those
a
things.
Lot of the dancers, they're gay. I'm just letting you know. I was one of the few straight ones on the group.
All right.
So they were like, "You can smack whatever woman you
so
want
you're
with
a
your
bottom.
Dick." You know, we're gonna hang out in the back by ourselves.
Well, that's awesome.
So you got all the leave-ins.
Yeah.
So
basically, so why do you think I only lasted 10 shows? Because like. They were like, this guy, no.
His penis was rubbed raw.
Exactly.
Did you ever do the helicopter?
Can I or did I?
Did you?
In the performance? No, I don't think I ever brought that into the act.
Okay. Nick, I don't know, if your girlfriend said, hey, I'm going to go to the Chippendale show, would your manhood be threatened?
No, as long as she brought me back one of those fancy bow ties.
They sell those there? They got a merch table?
I love the idea of the Chippendales merch table, yeah.
Boomerang bow tie.
I just envision like the cufflings and the bow tie. Right. Like, look, honey, I brought this back for you.
You buy an entire outfit there.
The entire outfit fits in my wallet.
And I think at the point now, like, I would look like... Chris Farley did on Saturday Night Live when him and Patrick Swayze did it.
R.I.P.
That's how I... Yeah, R.I.P. Representing. Oh, yeah, they both. It's like a double death.
It was a double suicide. Yeah, it was a suicide pact. It's
Gerardo Lye, double P.
Stereo killer. Okay, I'll be fine with it. Another thing I've decided I'm...
That was it. Well, you got over that pretty quick. You're welcome.
Hey, all I had to tell him was most of them are gay.
Well, I said...
Because then it doesn't count.
What it really boiled down to was if Dustin has done it before...
Yeah.
What do I have to worry about?
That's right.
Yeah. My wife is not going to see a Dustin.
No.
And then come home and say...
She might get a Dustin. Of some dick. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Wow. Okay. Dustin, some dick.
You probably don't have anything to worry about. But I was going to say earlier that you did, when you were in Vegas, you guys went to the strip clubs there, right?
Yeah.
Worried about that then?
Well, she went to a strip club too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She rode the bronze penis.
That's
but I figure
instead of like a bull?
Yeah, it was a big, wow, huge bronze penis. It didn't move, though.
That's a classy joint.
It vibrated. I was going to say, it must have vibrated.
Yeah, I think it vibrated.
Put a quarter in.
Sanitize that thing.
Yeah.
And I also want to know your guys' opinion of, I am tired of paying this humongous amount of money for rent on an apartment, a townhouse, I like to call it.
It's being generous.
I watch a lot of shows about Alaska. I want to buy a tiny house. Have you seen these tiny houses?
I saw a whole documentary about people living in tiny houses.
You know about this, Nick? I've heard about him, mentioned it recently. Blake mentioned it recently to me, and I have no idea. I had no idea what he was talking about.
I mean, I think my girlfriend was just watching the same documentary. It was on Netflix. And at first, I thought it was those tiny Japanese apartments where like everything is like three different things. You know, like you got your sink here, you push it in. There's the
toilet.
Those
people sleep in cupboards.
But it's not that. It's like between that and a yurt, I think. And there's a lot of room between those two, I think.
Say it again. What is it?
A yurt.
I don't know what that is.
A yurt. It's like a Mongolian tent type of thing. It's
a Mongolian tent. Okay, yeah. Got it.
An yurt.
I thought it was a breath mint that was flavored like a ham.
An yurty.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm tired of the hustle and bustle. I'm tired of driving. I'm tired of everything. Working. I'm tired of work.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know, and I'm tired of it already. I'm like, the first night after work, I came home, and I was just, like, exhausted. Like, I didn't do anything, but,
you were holding your breath the whole day.
Yeah, I was holding my breath, but the stress of, like, a new job and, like, and everything, I was just, sitting watching somebody do something that
boring as hell.
It was boring as hell.
You gotta live minimally.
But, we're going off the grid. No, but I came home, and I walk in, and Eli goes, "How was your first day?" I'm like, "Oh, buddy, I'm fucking exhausted." You know,
Motherfucker. You 8-year-old motherfucker. Like,
I hope you appreciate your dinner, because what I had to go through today. And he goes, I just want to go to bed. He goes, "Well, go ahead and go upstairs and go to bed, and Mom will bring you dinner in bed."
Aww.
As most of you know,
was she aware of this?
Molly was standing next to him, and the look that Molly gave him was like, "Child, if you don't shut up, I'm going to punch you in the face."
Child, please.
Child, please. I ain't making. And it was Sloppy Joe's that night, so I was like,
"That's not a good food to eat in bed anyway." Yeah.
So I think that it would be awesome to live in a house that's no more than like 100 square feet. Like, you get rid of everything. I mean, the podcasting stuff, we'll have to get a shed. And maybe do the podcast in the shed. You guys can come up to Alaska every other Monday.
The shed.
But I really think that we don't – what all this stuff you don't need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I could buy a huge amount of land and buy one of these tiny houses for like $30,000 and buy $10,000 for like 50 acres of fucking land where just moose and foxes are. And
you're going to have to buy a plane, though.
Why?
Because – a lot of those
places
don't have roads.
We got the IBWIP Learjet. I mean, is that good?
That'll work.
I haven't been on the show enough to see that yet. I don't have those privileges.
In the spring is when we go. We all went to Idaho.
Nice.
And so it was
good. Potato state.
Right. Well,
right.
I've heard of it.
We went over to get some potato chips. Nick.
Yeah, I got all gratin while we were there.
Fuck?
Yeah, I know.
I've been on this show how many times, I've never even heard of this.
The weirdest thing is that this jet is loaded with every type of snack and potato chip, but we wanted the real deal, and so we took the damn jet all the way to Idaho.
We said, we want the real deal. That's what we said. Make it real.
Uh-huh.
For shizzle but dizzle.
I'm a little insulted.
Would you guys come see me in Alaska?
No.
Anybody?
I would.
Okay.
How's their cell service?
I would have to have a place in Alaska that has good internet.
Just build yourself a tower out there. You know, you can enjoy every day going out and farming the barren tundra.
Well, you have to become an Inuit.
Oh,
I think he is into it.
Are you Inuit? Inuit? Oh, he knows what I'm talking about.
Well, my belly button is an Inuit now because I'm so fat.
That's right. Well, that sounds awful.
It is. Well, okay. So I guess you guys aren't coming with me. So. Whatevs.
Wait, coming to visit or just coming with you?
Yeah, you just said visit. Now we're moving?
It's a 100 square foot house and we all get 25 square foot.
Jason and I have children down here.
Listen, this is what
together.
This is what we can do. We can have four tiny houses. I mean, I'll buy 30 acres. That's we're not going to be right on top of each other. You can masturbate in your front yard. I'm not going to know.
You know what? You know what? I'm in.
All right.
That's Nick, all it took. Masturbating in the front yard, Jason is in.
You had
That's
me
one liberty
off.
He does not have at his current
I
location.
Can't do it.
He,
I'm do only it. In if we actually are on top of each other. I want 30 acres. I want four tiny houses. I don't want to stacked on top of each other.
Kind of like the treehouse master guy. He could probably we could call him to make the tiny houses and put them in trees.
We could be together. Like Swiss Family Robinson.
That's right.
People will not think we're weird at all. It's super, super fine. Hey, got a new segment here. Hold on. Oh, no, it's not new, is it?
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Yeah, you guys are all cranked up. It's time for Terry's Top Rope Travels. Speaking of traveling, Alaska, we got Terry. Many of you know him, but we'll get him on the phone here and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hey, Terry, how's it going? Blake from IBWIP, how are you doing?
Not bad, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, where are you in the world today?
You want to know something, Mean Jane? For over 40 years.
It's Blake.
For over 40 years, Mean Gene, sightseers from all over the country have made the trek to the picturesque Vermont resort town of Stowe for the Stowe Winter Carnival. Located conveniently 15 miles north of I-89, right off of U.S. Route 100, the Stowe Route Carnival celebrates the 2015 winter as I highlight the many reasons why people travel from parts unknown to visit this winter wonderland.
Oh, man. You know, the other night when we were writing for the show, we were watching the match against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 5.
April 2nd, 1989. At the Trump Plaza, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Savage may have hit me with a Savage elbow, but I hulked out and got him with the big boot and a leg drop for the victory, winning my second WWF championship. The event was commentated by Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura. But enough about wrestling, brother. I came to tell you about the sights and the sounds of America's most treasured attractions. Look, because there's always snow in Stowe, this Vermont resort town throws a party every year with snow carving demonstrations, ski races, a 40-man battle royale, a kids' carnival of games, the much-anticipated competition of snow golf, Monday Night Raw at the sold-out Civic Center, snow volleyball, a series of German suplexes, Stowe Super G ski race, and the unmasking of the Ultimate Warrior.
Hey, I'm wearing an Ultimate Warrior t-shirt.
It's ironic.
I'm not even kidding. I totally am. And you said Parts Unknown earlier. That's where he was from.
Parts Unknown, you damn right, brother.
You were in Maine last time, and now you're in Vermont. Are you just staying up north for just...
There's nothing more beautiful than the northeast region of these United States of America, brother. Let me hear you say it. USA. USA. USA.
Wait, that's Haskell Jim Duggan's thing.
He's a fierce competitor, but no match for my patented leg drop.
So, was it in Vermont when they had the 1990 Royal Rumble?
January 21st, 1990 at the Orlando Arena in Orlando, Florida.
I love the Royal
Rumble. I emerged victorious after entering the match as the 25th participant, promptly eliminating Superfly Jimmy Snuka, Haku, and eventually Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect himself, paving my way to WrestleMania 6.
I watched it on pay-per-view. It was amazing.
R.I.P. to all three of those guys that you named.
Hey! Haku sells cars now.
Oh.
Look, guys, he's dead to me. Stop distracting me with my supreme domination of the professional wrestling circuit, and let's get back to what everyone is tuning in for, the Stowe Winter Carnival.
Yes, yes.
From January 17th until January 25th, you can tour the town while watching professional ice carver Gorilla Monsoon create elegant and masterful ice carvings throughout the village on Demonstration Day. And on Friday, the 23rd of January, experience the annual 15th NICA-sanctioned ice carving competition officiated by none other than Hall of Famer Jesse the Body Ventura on Saturday, January 25th at the Stowe Mountain Resort Spruce Peak Courtyard from 12 to 4 p.m., or you'll be on the end of a patent pile driver.
They have stuff going on all the time.
They sure do,
it's
brother.
It's jam-packed. I don't know. I got lost for a second. I apologize.
No problem, brother.
I know. I can see your point. You're Terry over the phone. We're Skyping, right?
There's nothing like being on the receiving end of a Toshiba laptop, brother.
Do you want to talk about the Bubba the Love Sponge sex tape? Because we were kind of talking about that the other day, that Bubba's wife was pretty good looking. I mean, was...
Well, March 3rd, 2012. This was an unfortunate incident involving one-time friends Bubba the Love Sponge and his estranged wife, Heather Clem. While I do admit I was at a low point in my life and was making some poor choices, this does not give them the right to unknowingly tape the holster during this act of lovemaking. This case has been settled and no further discussions need to take place about it.
Can I ask a couple more questions, though?
I give this trip an Intercontinental Championship belt. What you gonna do, brother, when the Stowe Winter Carnival runs wild on you?
Wow,
USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
Parts unknown!
Terry, thank you very much, buddy. Stay warm up there.
Take care of me, Gene.
A long outro.
That's some Rick Derringer, man. Yes. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. That's the same guy.
That's a long. I must not have done it right.
Wasn't even Hulk Hogan's original entrance music.
What was it?
It was supposed to be for the Young Americans. It was Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo, and they did not do well, and they gave it to Hulk Hogan instead.
Wow.
Wasn't even his song originally.
You had no life as a child.
Yeah.
We all know wrestling here. That's cool. You know who used to wrestle? The Greeks.
And if you want to go to Greece, you may have to take a train. And you know what kind of train you can take?
The Train to Hell
by Dogbite Harris. That sounds like a wrestler to me.
I put a playing card in the spoke of my BMX bike to make it sound like a dirt bike. It worked. Unlike the show. Unlike the show. God damn.
If there's a train to hell, then yeah, we might as well wait at the station together. This cold fucking weather's got me drifting like a feather, but where I'm going, it won't be so damn cold. It's gonna be hot enough to drive us all insane. I sure could use a drink to ease my pain. And the rhythms on this track say there ain't no looking back. Cause the wrongs I've done, shit, they can't be forgiven. Did you sell your soul at the old crossroads like the man who first sang the blues? Were you just a drifter like old Jack, the man who lived his life out on the road? Yeah, this life that I chose, it's making me grow. Highway to hell, then yeah, we might as well hitch a ride on down that road together. I've been a whole lot worse, but I've been a whole lot better. Sometimes I think it might be time I change my crazy ways. And I think about this shit day after day. Don't think I got a whole lot left here to say, except I sold my soul at the old crossroads like the man who first sang the blues. Yeah, I'm just a drifter like old Jack, the man who lived his life out on the road. Yeah, this life that I chose, it's making me grow old. Sometimes I think it might be time I loosen my load.
as well wait at the station together.
I know you. I'm just like you. I work a full-time job, have a wife, kids, bills, taxes, in-laws. A million things to deal with, a million things to take up my time. But one thing I always make time for is contacting the good, hard-working, salt-of-the-earth folks at IBWIP. Drop them a line at blake@ibwip.com and let them know their efforts are not in vain. Listen to the past episodes on IBWIP.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Smart Radio to see how the boys have evolved, or devolved, and follow the show's visual exploits on YouTube. Help us get to a million likes on Facebook. Slap down 140 big ones on Twitter. Characters, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars. And engage in whatever the hell Instagram and Vine are for. See you in cyberspace.
It's amazing that you're doing so well with writing those, but the mystery tags still have so much more work to be done.
Up your butt!
What part of the butt?
The middle.
We pick them up, we put them down, keep going day to day. Keep looking for happiness, we know we'll someday stay. Keep them lying, keep on trying, keep them seeing red. You know you're gonna get your way, just keep your eyes on what's ahead.
Friends, that was the KD special by the Drunken Cuddles.
I love that band. Best friends, best friends.
Female drummer.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
A ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Sorry about that, fellas. It's not your vape, it's the operator. Well, folks, we're back again on episode 177, and we're doing our What's Up in E-Smoke. And this is where we get some samples from a company, you know, the little man.
Yeah.
The unique, the premium blends. We don't Space Jam, fuck them. All those ones that are, you know, they think they're high-end, but they're not.
Fudge them.
Fudge them.
Fudge them right in the ear.
Fudge them. I apologize for the profanity. And tonight, we have Savage High VG. We went through the VG stuff last time.
The Refugee All-Stars.
Refugee All-Stars.
You don't have to live like a refugee.
You don't have to live...
That's what Tom Petty told me.
With, like a refugee. Yeah. So SavageVG.com, that's the High VG e-liquid. We got tonight, what are we vaping this evening?
All the good stuff?
Yes, all the good stuff. I got my brand new Atlantis Aspire tank.
Special ordered, right?
Special ordered. I waited for it.
Is that the one you dropped in the sink?
No, that was my nuts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These nuts. All right, so let me take a hit of this. And Jason, why don't you go ahead and read their promo, then we'll talk about it here. So go ahead.
The truth and only the truth. Boy. Savage High VG sets out to develop a unique High VG blend for the gentleman in all of us. Something fine yet untainted. Something that will make the experience of your drip to vape like none before. After a few months of spilling, mixing, yelling, a broken beaker or two, and hours in their lab, possibly a few ungentlemanly words.
What would be an ungentlemanly word that would be used?
Wow, he went right for the home run.
I was thinking asshole, but
I was going to go pissant. But
I was going to do a grounder to left field, but you went for the home run. That's a grand slam.
Hey, go big or go home. That's what my grandma told me.
your grandma said cunt. That's right. Dustin, you're a cunt.
Go use it on the home, podcast.
Go ahead. I should have kept my mouth shut.
They have created a time travel device, not sure how or if they can credit themselves with it, to go back in time to find unique flavors that they wanted. Ancient Rome, the city, the city of Tenochtitlan?
Yes!
Tenochtitlan?
My favorite Transformer.
Decepticons. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a volcano in Mexico. Egypt, a really big fire in London. Oops. And what we think was either the Civil War or a really big pub fight. The cities of A Ching and Anyang, we think that's in China. And by the end of all this time travel and lab hours, they stand up and finished what was a bit tattered. And the outcome was High VG blends with a primal savage-like bite, yet keeping with their refined status, a cavalier line of flavor, if you will. What they'll bring to you is 7 unique flavors that you can enjoy with a smooth cognac, and then we'll take you for some late night tequila fun, and they will give you a Savage Primal e-liquid.
All right, so basically this is a High VG juice. It's thicker, it's for drips. Okay, I can do it in the Aspire Atlantis because, you know, of the abilities that it have. But so this is the first vape juice that I've done with such High VG. And for people that don't know, High VG, it produces less of a throat hit, so it's less rough on the – oh, you're killing me – on the throat. It's also thicker, and it produces more vape. So if I can do it right this time, I'm going to take another hit, and then we're going to go through the flavors here. I got Rascal in now, which we'll go ahead and give a shout here on the camera. This is a 30 milliliter bottle of Savage Rascal that we're going to be giving away. And look at Jason. He is so pretty.
I thought he was pulling out one of those Russian nesting dolls at first.
You wish.
It was like hidden in there. And
you wish. It's just the sweet Savage Rascal.
It's a nice package. That's what she said.
You can't even see me on the screen.
I'm wafting it.
Nice, thick. And you're probably thinking to yourself, what does that smell like? What is that smell?
That's what I'm thinking.
Somebody say it.
You don't want to
What's
know
that
what I'm
smell
thinking?
That you have?
Ooh, that smell.
London's Skinner. Burning.
It's Rascal. It's a strawberry cheesecake that you didn't know you needed. That good. In heavy, if heavy, rich, full body flavor is your thing, have at this cheesy, creamy delight of a man. Be a gentleman. And give her the berry.
Give her the berry. I am in.
I love giving her the berry. Let's get one more good shot of that. Now, this is the Rascal that we're going to be giving away. That's the flavor I just read. But that's not it. There's more. There's more flavors.
No. There can't be. Look how big this is. There can't possibly be
30 milliliters.
They're not going to travel throughout time and space only to get strawberry cheesecake. Right. What else do they have?
You're thinking to yourself, strawberry cheesecake, that's really good, but maybe I want something different. Maybe there's something more. How about Uncivilized, which basically should be the e-juice of our show. Uncivilized.
Yeah, should be our mantra, yeah.
It's a toasted marshmallow. We all have a gent in our group that has more marsh. Marsh, you know what? Fuck, more marsh than brain. But hey, this kid, sir, is a mellow, sweet fellow that is always the first to raise his glass in the toast of a union. All right. First of all, Savage V Juice, high VG juice.
Gotcha.
All right. I am the most horrible person at reading tags. That's
true. We've established this.
We've established this many times. So, guys, the point of this is I'm an idiot. All right, so it's no diss to your guys' stuff.
Can we each read a flavor?
Yeah, sure. Would you like to read the next one?
I would love to read one of these flavors.
All right, it's the bottom one there. You can pass it along, because I have lost my job.
Ooh. Ooh, I want to start vaping just to give this a shot. Do they... Okay, let's see. Feral. This is called Feral. It's a blueberry tort. This is our most traveled friend. At the start of the day, he may come across as a vanilla gent, but will surprise you with his sweet mix of charm and blues harmony.
You know, and I love how Savage has put so much time and effort into the storyline behind there.
All the adjectives.
All the adjectives. They're amazing, okay? But I'm a redneck idiot who didn't pass first grade because of my reading out loud skills.
Right.
So next time, guys, let's dumb down the description. And then you can provide it to us.
Chocolate.
very good chocolate.
Chocolate tastes good.
Yeah.
I bet you like it.
All right. Dustin, why don't you give it a whirl?
Well, here's one that jumps out to me immediately. It's called Villain.
Oh, yes, Villain. Just like Dastardly Dirt.
Exactly. It is a fudge brownie whipped cream like your great, 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 great grandmother made. The night is dark and filled with mystery. Watch out for this gent as he brings a smooth river of creamy talk that will have your lady stuck in his large caramel eyes. You've been warned.
You
sir.
Know what? And that was the first one that I filled my tank up when I got this in the mail. And I again, I'm not a big chocolate guy or anything, but it was amazing. This whole house smelled like a chocolate brownie. Delight. I was in the kids' room. I was in the kids' room making these big fucking clouds. And Mike's like, what are you doing vaping in the kids' room? I'm like, hey, smell this fucking wonderful place.
You know how much I love chocolate brownies.
She took a big old shit. I went in the bathroom and said, don't worry about it. I'm going to go in and vape this shit. It's going to smell great. Not only does it smell great, like, because I'm wafting it to you right now, the strawberry cheesecake. It smells like strawberry cheesecake. It tastes like strawberry cheesecake. But this fucking fudge brownie was the best fucking fudge brownie I've ever had. It was awesome.
Can we go back to Molly taking a huge shit?
Yeah, yeah. That I kind of got hung up that's on it.
I feel like I'm hearing the sound of Savage ending their relationship with the show.
Right.
Feel the excitement.
They all come to the house and be like, "Aha! This was supposed to be really." Wow. What's that? All right. So Uncivilized. We didn't do that one, did we? That
was I skipped a Villain.
All right. So peanut butter rum, a bachelor, which. Dustin.
Hey.
Hey.
Nick, technically you. Jason, you.
Me.
This is the one, all three of you guys.
Men and a baby.
They don't have one that says a loser who's married. Okay. So Uncivilized, the peanut butter rum. A bachelor is a fast yet silky moving gent. Some may call him nuts, which describes you guys. We like to think of his kind as a rum drinking, smooth as butter gent with a sweet apology to leave her with. Hmm. I liked the peanut butter too. But you want to do Rascal?
Nothing.
I did Rascal.
Please be more.
Do Reckless. Because I did.
That's my favorite Bryan Adams record.
Not me. Reckless, our twist of Banana Split. Put a monkey in a suit, you get... Well, a monkey in a suit. give him a top hat, banana, and some spice, and you get Reckless Gent. So... If you have any questions about how that tastes, think about a monkey in a suit.
No, but I'm not a big into bananas. I don't like banana split.
You have bananas sitting over there.
And I hate bananas. I cannot stand them.
Get them out of here. Get those goddamn bananas out of here.
So, Savage, don't be offended, but I'm not going to be vaping this one. I'm going to give it to someone else. And Actually, whoever ends up winning the contest, I'm going to send the banana to them as well.
That's fair.
All right. You want to do the next one?
I see one more on here. It's Breathless. Mango, orange, pineapple, good stuff. A vape even our dear gentlewoman can enjoy. All right.
I like a hardcore woman, but a gentlewoman's nice at times.
A gentlewoman has her merits. Mm.
No, if she's a sloppy, mean thing, she probably won't enjoy it nearly as much, but our dear gentlewoman can enjoy this. This girl can mix with the boys while hiding her fruity ambitions. Oh. Wow, that's a fun sentence to say. I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
This girl can mix with the boys while hiding her fruity ambitions. Mm. Yet proper in her delivery, sweet etiquette, the perfect lady. This is, grammatically, I am breathless here.
That was going to happen.
Too many $5 words.
So, speaking of lovely ladies, now, one of the perks of being into Savage High VG is on Instagram, you can follow them, Savage VG, but you can also follow girls_of_savage.
I like the sound of that already.
Oh, my God. Fellas, I'm going to go ahead and send this around. There's a bunch of beautiful women, and they don't just pick any woman to be a girl of the Savage Girls.
Now, I followed Savage VAG on Instagram. Is that the same?
No.
No.
That's something else entirely.
That's a good one. Follow.
The first one reminds me of what you did with Nani on a previous episode of What's
Up,
Beast Mode.
Oh, shit.
The placement of the juice, as it were. They may have ripped you off, but you know what? It's the highest form of flattery, I think.
That's one place to keep your juice.
Right between them. But no, the Savage is, you guys are drippers, or if you, again, like, I'm doing perfectly.
We all got to drip sometimes.
It's doing perfectly right. Fine in the new Atlantis. But these guys got premium blend, nice thick juice, heavy clouds. I mean, you guys saw, those clouds are
thick.
I can't see shit in here.
Right. It's like.
Where did you go?
It's like this place is haunted or something.
So check out Savage High VG, and that's savagevg.com. Check them out and grab yourself some. But we're going to go ahead and give some away. You want to hold? We're going to give some away.
No. It's too good. We can't give it away.
We're going to give it away now. So okay. go ahead and show the 30. Take out the bottle. 30 milliliters of a Rascal, and that's beautiful packaging.
It is nice. Very cool.
All right, look at it. We really need to get a hot girl to do this.
I'm pretty cute. My mom said so. All
right, so this is what you need to do. You need to send us an email at blake@ibwip, and the most creative picture of you vaping while listening to IBWIP. That's what you got to do.
Nudity a plus?
Nudity a plus, even if you're a man.
We'll take it. We'll take anything at this point.
No, nudity is not necessary, but it's not frowned upon.
That's right.
All right, so this is going to come out on the 30th. We'll give you till the 15th of February.
Damn.
Email blake@ibwip.com. Just show yourself vaping, and show yourself vaping while listening to IBWIP. So, and we'll let Jason pick the winner.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks a lot to Savage High VG. Great stuff. And like I said, premium. It's not a house blend. It's not something you're just going to go to your local vape shop and get and that they may mix in the back. It's good stuff.
It's really cool.
In a big
tub. The packaging is really cool, and I think presentation goes such a long way. It's a quality packaging. It's a quality product.
Right, because you're not going to put some shitty vape juice, and you're not going to spend all the time and money to make a container like that.
That's right. It's
really no, cool. You'd be insane to do something like that.
SavageVG.com.
I take a joke and all my care go up in smoke. I take a joke and all my care go up in smoke.
I really wish I could find a different one. I cannot stand that guy. I hate him. I hate him so much that I'm going to get mad and I'm just going to
leave. What are you talking about? What guy?
The guy that sings that version.
Well, you better leave then.
I'm out of here. Goodbye. Good riddance. Farewell.
Fare thee well.
My fairy friend. Oh, we're going to Louisiana. Going to see Mrs. Louisiana singing. Probably what they do all the day. No.
And with that, while Blake has conveniently stepped out, we will bring in our guest. Now, if it's one thing this show is known for, it's that we exist, whether people listen or not. But if there is a second thing that we're known for, it's our interviews with often unique persons from across the world. However, today we have what is easily our most well-known and prominent guest, ladies and gentlemen, NFL living and still active legend, Peyton Manning.
Omaha! Omaha! Blue 42! Blue 42!
You know it's him, because he said those things.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for making the time to come on the show. It is truly an honor to have you here in the dirty stalls.
Well, I got a lot of time on my hands, and Omaha! 47 right! Hut, hut, hut!
Right, that's exactly right. I got to tell you, congratulations. I've been watching you this season. You've had one hell of a banner year. I'm sorry to see it end a few weeks ago to your alma mater.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, let's just say luck was lucky. You know, it's...
He really had a great game,
and it didn't help that I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I couldn't throw it at all. I just could not throw it. My neck hurt. My legs hurt. I couldn't throw it at all.
Well, I mean, you're one of the oldest quarterbacks in the league. I got to say quickly, Peyton, have you met Dustin and then...
Omaha! Brass Monkey!
I'm a big Colts fan, so yeah, I've been following you for
a while. Hey, I appreciate it. I love every fan I can get. They're all real good, and I appreciate you... You know, you probably bought some merchandise over the years, and that helped me out a lot, too.
I got a jersey.
But did you ever go to a game?
Unfortunately, I never made it to the RCA Dome or the Lucas.
Great
Oil
places
Stadium.
To play, great coaching staff, great teams. I always had the best teams around me, and, you know, the teams made me a better person.
Negative Nick, I know you know Peyton Manning from a while back. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I probably could. No, it's good to see you again. You're looking surprisingly well. Because you took a couple hard sacks this season.
I fought through the injuries. I did the best I could all year long, but it was a tough season. But I really felt like I could contribute to the team. I had good guys around me. The coaching staff again was amazing, and I wouldn't be here where I am today without my teammates.
Well, as we mentioned before, you're one of the oldest quarterbacks in the league, but you still put up unbelievable numbers. However, there's much gossip about whether or not you'll return next year. Especially with the departure of head coach John Fox. What can you tell us about next season? Will you be pulling a Favre, so to speak?
Ah, man, I'm not going to be pulling a Favre. Although he was a great player, I had a lot of respect for him. He was a great competitor. And going up against him week after week when he was in the league, he really made me pull out all the stops and make the best player I could be. But yeah, I think it's time for me just to close up the playbook for good. Blue, 41! Left, Omaha, Omaha.
Well, actually, what I meant by pulling a Favre is we'd be taking pictures of your dick.
I don't think so. Most of the guys I date are not into that sexting, and a lot of times my forehead gets in the way.
I feel like this is breaking news now. It's a bit of a tangent here. You said most of the guys you date are you a homosexual man?
Have you ever seen me with a woman? I've been in the league for like 15 years. Have you ever seen me with a woman? Have you ever heard of me having a woman?
They generally don't play at that level.
That is true. Dustin, have you ever seen Peyton Manning with a woman?
I've never followed him around, but no.
Why not?
Because I usually just watch him on TV on
Cock Mondays. And balls! Cock and balls one! Yeah. Left! 25! Cock and balls!
Dustin, you've never followed around Peyton Manning?
No, and there's... usually not a woman in the commercials with him.
That's true. He's always standing next to Papa John, it seems like.
Maybe, well, are we unearthing something here?
I'd rather not discuss that right now.
Is Papa John's your daddy?
Papa John's is a great company. I've loved working with them. It's been a pleasure. You know, if it wasn't for them being such a great company, I probably wouldn't have become a spokesperson. They're really good.
I want pizza now. Like, I'm sold. I'm convinced.
I might be able to help you later on.
Cool.
So are you going to have some sort of relationship with Papa John in the future then?
It depends on what you mean by relationship.
How about personal and business?
Business, definitely. I do own some franchise stores.
You do now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know much about your business dealings. Is this an exclusive that you have some kind of partnership with Papa John's Pizza?
No, it's very well known. It was an exclusive that I was retiring.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you are retiring.
Yes, I'm going to retire. I'm closing the playbook. That's what that meant. Closing the playbook means retiring.
This is the first I've heard of you retiring, so this must be an exclusive, which
this is
which
this.
Is great. We at IBWIP...
Well, I don't know if it's really great that I'm retiring.
Well, it's great for the show because we pride ourselves in breaking stories. However, they
Lab
usually...
21! Hut! Lab 21, hut!
Who's he talking to? Reggie Wayne's
51 Blitz!
Here.
51 Blitz!
Let him get out of system. Get this Blitz 1 second.
Usually the stories we break, though, are about Blake's sex life and my hair. But I digress.
I mean, drunk driving.
That's true, too.
I love it when they overlap.
My hair and his sex life. That's right. That's how I keep my hair so smooth. With your status as a player ending, will you be getting into commentating, like charity work or coaching, anything like that?
Well, I already do a lot of charity work for people in Indianapolis and also the people of Colorado. I'm doing a lot with the marijuana distilleries that are out there now and kids with cancer. And I'm also helping a new charity for alcoholics, which I think I can help Dustin after this.
Oh, really? What's that charity called?
You drink, you drive, you die.
Wow.
Shit.
That sounds like it's right up your alley, Dustin. You better log on today.
As for commentary, my forehead's way too big make it on this TV screen.
That's true.
So, no. That's about it.
Charity and any coaching?
Hut one! What was the question?
Coaching?
No, I'm an elite player. I've always been an elite player. I don't have the tolerance for all the assholes in the NFL. My reputation is squeaky clean.
Always been a humble player.
Humble player. I never got into trouble. But to be honest with you, now that I'm closing the playbook, all these NFL players are just fucking idiots. So fuck them. I'm out of here.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to coach. I don't want to have some whiny, crybaby player mad because of his playing time because he really is not very good.
I see. Do you have something?
Yeah. Well, Peyton, is it okay if I call you Peyton?
Yeah, we're good friends. We've been, you know.
It's been a while since I've seen you.
It's been a while.
Will you still be following and supporting Eli Roth?
You know, Eli is a good quarterback. He's a half-assed brother, but he's a good quarterback. You know, we played in the Super Bowl against each other. He won, which is a lot of happens to a lot of people that play the Super Bowl against me. You know, I he was always the favored son. They always liked him more than me.
He's my favorite of the Mannings.
And I really don't give a rat's ass what happens to him in his career. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings. I have 1. Fuck him.
How do you feel about him owning all those Domino's franchises?
Again, we're a very competitive family. Domino's, decent, not as good as Papa John's. Papa John's has a really good organization, their leadership, and that's what's going to make us a strong company.
Fresh ingredients, right?
Fresh. Hot off the presses.
I think we've all seen you in those Papa John's pizza commercials, but I didn't realize you're a part owner. Will you continue to be like a spokesperson for this national chain or hold some other like prestigious title within the company?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of go around and skip stuff. I take it. All right, well. Left, Omaha, 45. 2-2, 51. I really just want to get out of the public eye, and, you know, I think I'm just going to focus on my management skills.
Like manage an individual pizza Papa John store?
Blitz, 41, 75, Blitz, 75, set. I've been in the NFL for 15 years, you know, and I just want to go and all the pressures of all those games and all those seasons, I just want to let all that all go, and I just want to, you know, basically manage my own Papa John's and be a master at the perfect pizza pie.
The perfect pizza
pie. That's some good alliteration.
Omaha, Omaha, left, hut one, hut two. The best ingredients, the right temperature, at the right price, the right time. Touchdown!
So you're saying that if you get all those things in line, you'll have a perfect touchdown pizza?
That is correct.
What are your favorite toppings on the pizza, Peyton?
Sausage, one, sausage.
Extra cheese, two?
No, it depends. If the defense is in a zone, then we might do some of that extra cheese.
You seem pretty passionate about pizza. Was football like your natural born talent, and like pizza's your passion, or
well,
how does that work?
You know, my dad made me play football since he was a famous quarterback and all. Pizza really has been my number one receiver my whole life.
Your number one receiver.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
I think the stats will show that to be true.
Thank you.
Do you know which specific store you'll be running then? And do you have any plans to change how things are run there?
Yeah, I'm going to be managing store number 52. Left Omaha. Left Omaha. Set. I'm going to, you know, run it like a Super Bowl winning team, which I don't have a lot of knowledge about.
So will, like, each member of your store's staff be, like, reassigned to an offensive football position?
Well, you know, that's the theory that I'm going with my management skills, okay? You want me to go through the lineup?
I wish you would.
All right, so, you know, my offensive line, which protects me and is the front line to the team, to the store, the front counter workers that are taking the orders when people come in, those are my offensive line. They're going to protect me. They're going to tell me what's, you know, they're going to cover my blind side. Then, obviously, me, QB, store manager, nothing is going to get done. The store is not going to be smooth unless the quarterback, me, store manager, has everything, all the playbooks, you know, plays going.
And who would be the tight end?
The tight end is the man that mans the phone, that takes all the orders. That's the tight end.
Okay. And what about the wide receiver?
There's two wide receivers, obviously two delivery men, because we deliver on time every time.
You got to have two. You have to. What about the? Who's
there's two wide receivers. I don't know if you know anything about football.
No, I don't.
There's two wide receivers.
It's the
sometimes
first I'm hearing about it.
Sometimes there's three.
Sometimes there's three, but that's again only when there's a zone. Okay, we're gonna go with man to man right now. We're thinking it's gonna be man to man.
Running back. Who would be the running back?
We got a fullback and a halfback.
Okay,
the fullback is the guy that's gonna be making the dough because we make our dough fresh every day.
Key to a perfect pizza, some
key
would
to
say.
A perfect pizza. The other key to a perfect pizza, which you cannot have a Super Bowl winning team without good wide receivers, a good fullback, but most of all, halfback. That is the pizza dresser. Now, when I say pizza dresser, I mean the guy that puts the sauce, puts the cheese, puts the meats on the pizza.
No one can argue with your numbers or your Hall of Fame status, so it only makes sense that you would break down making the perfect pizza into such an intricate math like you've done here. Why the passion? Why? What has drawn you to pizza this whole time?
I love it. It tastes great. Do you guys want to try some pizza? I got some Papa John's pizza here.
Papa John's pizza.
Is anybody interested in have some?
I like pizza.
Is this one of your perfect pizzas that you made?
Yeah, this is one of our perfect pizzas. And as you know, Papa John's pizza is the official pizza of the NFL and Super Bowl.
Well, I can't beat that.
Nick.
Yeah.
Whole pizza for yourself.
Oh, thank you, Peyton.
It's because we're long-time buddies. Dustin.
Yeah.
You're going to have to share this with your name was Jason?
Jobo.
Jason.
Jobo.
Jobo. Guys, as you know, again, Papa John's, official pizza of the Super Bowl and the NFL.
And Peyton Manning, apparently, too. Huh?
Yes, okay, 100%.
That's, wow, this is such an amazing interview. Dustin, Nick, you have any more questions for Peyton Manning?
Can you sign my pizza box?
I'd be happy to sign your pizza box. Bring it right over here. I'll sign it real quick.
Thanks. You just fucked it up. You held it straight up. Now the pizza's going to slide.
These are empty boxes.
Oh.
Pizza's pooling at the bottom.
Thank you.
All right.
Nick, any questions for Peyton Manning, the football legend?
You got the number.
Yeah,
one.
How do you feel about cheese-filled crust?
I think cheese-filled crust is – you know the Patriots, right? You know, and their head coach of the Patriots.
Football team.
I see where you're going here.
Right. You know, they do a lot of trickery plays, okay? And they win a lot of games. Believe me, Tom Brady has beat me more than one time in the playoffs. But I think when you try to get too fancy, you lose the basics. You stay away from what is necessary to win. And that's why I say, you know what? Cheese-filled crust, out of here. Bounds you up, slows your team down.
Cheese does bind a man up. Is that so you liken cheese stuffed crust pizza to like a trick that Bella cheat, if you will, what would use in an NFL play?
Yeah, I think it's cheating. I think you're taking a
whoa
too much of that perfect pie,
right,
buddy.
There, Peyton.
I tell you what, I should have caught an audible. It's bad enough that I don't sound anything like Peyton Manning, but to do that, I'm pretty embarrassed. I hope it doesn't shine a bad light on Papa John's Pizza, the official pizza of the NFL and the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you,
which I'm not going to be in.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, we're running out of time, but with the Super Bowl only days away, who is your pick?
Well, I'm not much of an expert on the Super Bowls. I've been to three. I've only won one. But Tom Brady, like I mentioned earlier, he has beat me in the playoffs over and over and over again, and many times. So I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with the Patriots. Omaha! Omaha! Left flank one! Hut, hut!
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Peyton. It's truly an honor having an NFL superstar such as yourself coming to the Dirty Stalls.
Hey, thank you very much, Nick. We're going to meet out in the parking lot, right? Smoke a couple doobies.
Yeah, absolutely,
Peyton. All right, Dustin. Hey, please don't sell that autographed pizza box on eBay or anything.
I will.
It's just for you personally.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And, Dustin, will you also read the upcoming release schedule, please?
Sure. Yeah. Episode 175, Crazy Cat Coats. It's available. You should have already listened to it by now. If you haven't, go do that. Episode 176, an interview with Slack Eye Slim. And then episode 178, our next episode, inevitably titled Karma Corn on the Cob, will be available on Friday. Don't forget, Tuesday, February 3rd, is the day the music died. Find the nearest levee and down a bottle of rye. But do it ironically. And Wednesday, February 4th, Thank a Mailman Day.
Oh, you used to be a mailman.
Yes, I did.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, hey, welcome back from the thing you did.
Hey, I was mad.
Cooler heads have prevailed.
So, yeah, I was just telling the guys February 4th is Thank a Mailman Day. It doesn't even have to be your mailman or even a mailman at all. This is more a celebration of anyone who has dog bites around their ankles. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read live on the show. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend. Help support the show.
All right, folks. Well, wow. So Peyton Manning was in the studio.
Yeah, he signed my pizza box. He got the number wrong, but that's okay.
Is that his number of his store? Does it say
maybe, yeah.
Does it say store 51?
Store number 12.
Oh, that's probably one of the ones he owns.
He made the perfect pie, and I got to tell you what, not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
Did you guys enjoy the pizza? Did he bring any for me? Or?
Nope, it's all gone.
Oh, fuck my life. Plugs. Dustin, do you have any plugs?
Yes.
Could you state those plugs?
All right, next.
No, just come find me at Co-op Records in Pekin, as usual. That's usually where I am.
And you, what are you on Snapchat? And
Snapchat, it's DWIKOFF11 on Snapchat for wacky hijinks and stupid videos.
All right. Do you ever repost anything from there?
Repost on Snap? No, I don't.
Bummer.
That sucks.
I don't think you can do that.
That sucks for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you have going on for plugs?
Nothing. TazcoTradeCo.com. Buy. What do we have right now? No more chairs from the with the salon. I don't have any of those.
Fuck you. Yeah. Makes me so mad.
Fudge me.
I meant that in the nicest way possible. No, I'm not trying to be.
That's how we took it.
I was like, fuck you. You know? Right. Yeah, hey, no, buddy, fuck you.
I appreciate that. All right. Just a couple of bros fucking each other. Like me on Tazco Trade Co. at Facebook. And if you're 1,000th like, then I will say thank you.
All right. Negative Nick, thank you very much, man. I know you drove a long way to be here, and we've missed having you on the show. Do you have anything to plug?
I might be doing some open mic stand-up for CU Comedy. Go to CUComedy.com for dates on that. That's going to be mid-February. And late February, this isn't my thing, but at the Canopy Club in Champaign, the guy who plays Hodor from Game of Thrones is going to be there. He's a DJ. It's called Rave of Thrones.
I heard about this.
Dress like an idiot. Show up. Go crazy. I'm going to be the only nerd there. Dress like a Jedi. Come out. It's going to be awesome.
And what was the website again you had?
CUComedy.com. Or org. I'm not quite sure. Give them both a shot. You got time.
All right. We'll put the notes up in show links. First of all, I want to thank SavageVG.com. I'm sorry that Jason screwed up on a lot of this stuff.
I'm really sorry, guys. I did it. It was me.
I'm glad that strawberry cheesecake smelled so good, though.
No, it was awesome. They have a lot of really great juices, guys, and you definitely want to check them out. And ladies, I mean, come on. We already just discussed the flavor for the ladies.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't like that, you must be some sort of dude or something.
You must be nasty. And thanks to all our listeners. We love you in a physical way.
Yeah.
And
what else are the emotional ways there?
Just physically over here.
Just physically. So we're going to take you out with a mystery tag. And thanks again, everybody.
If you have ever given birth, then you truly understand pain. If you've ever listened to IBWIP, then you also truly understand pain.
I kind of wish there was real pizza. me too. All right. Am I alone?
No.
Am I alone in saying that?
You're alone. You're going to be alone for
I
a long time.
3 hours ago.
You're going to be alone for years,
okay,
probably.
Okay, I'm putting a picture on Instagram. It says, autographed Papa John's box from Peyton Manning and I. Tune into IBWIP episode 178 to hear the story behind it.
Nice. Right,
there you go. Look at that guy.
Social media. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.